Welcome back to the Ancient World website podcast and our reading meditation on small bits of the purgatory. And we are still in chapter 2. And we had a moment where the boatman, the angelic boatman, has come to the shore with a group of 100 souls. And they're kind of being like hatched on the shores. And they're very confused. They don't know where they are. And they see this place as a strange place. And they turn to Virgil and the pilgrim for directions, but then they are explaining that they are also new to this place. And it ends with, and last time, that Virgil is saying that compared to what they had been through, climbing the purgatory would be like play. And then in this episode, then Dante is going to meet an old friend. So it says, "These souls who noticed that my body breathed and realized that I was still alive, in their amazement, turned a deathly pale." So here you have the topic that Dante is a living person, that he's breathing, and often he has a shadow. And then you have very often the reactions from the souls. "Just as a crowd greedy for news surrounds the messenger who bears the olive branch, and none too shy to elbow in his way, so all the happy souls of these redeemed stared at my face, forgetting, as it were, the way to go to make their beauty whole." So this is again that they're still in this kind of disoriented phase, so that they don't come there and they're determined to go straight to the mountain and start climbing. So they are now suddenly very distracted by the presence of Virgil and the pilgrim, and also that the pilgrim is breathing. "One of these souls pushed forward, arms outstretched, and he appeared so eager to embrace me that his affection moved me to show mine. O empty shades, whose human forms seem real, 3 times I clasped my hands around his form, and as many times they came back to my breast." So he's now, there is this soul coming who's very friendly, and then Dante and the pilgrim is trying to give him a hug, but then he just ends up hugging himself instead. "I must have been the picture of surprise, for he was smiling as he drew away, and I plunged forward still in search of him. Then gently he suggested I not try. And by his voice, I knew who this shade was. I begged him stay and speak to me a while. As once I loved you in my mortal flesh, without it now I love you still," he said. "Of course I'll stay, but tell me why you're here. I make this journey now, O my Casella." So this is the name of a friend of Dante as a person in Florence, who was a musician and also a singer. And this is why Dante is recognizing him by the voice. It says, "Oh my Casella, hoping one day to come back here again," I said, "but how did you lose so much time?" He answered, "I cannot complain if he who, as he pleases, picks his passengers, often refuse to take me in his boat." It's just the angelical boatman. "For that just will is always guiding his," meaning the divine will is guiding the angel's will. "But for the last 3 months, indulgently, he has been taking all who wish to cross. So when I went to seek the shore again, where Tiber's waters turn to the salty sea, benignly he accepted me aboard." So this is the place called Ostia, outside of Rome. So I was thinking then that, like, Rome as the center of the church, and then the souls are from Rome. They come to the port of the ancient Rome. It is still a place now at the shores in Lazio. It's called Ostia, and that's where the angelic boatman picked up the souls to take them to Mount Purgatory. "Now back again he flies to Tiber's mouth," so that is the river from Rome to Ostia, "which is the meeting place of all the dead, except for those who sink to Acheron's shore." So those who go to Inferno and to Acheron and to the boatman Charon, they are then sinking down to the Inferno instead. So that's all we're going to read for this time. It's just a short little moment and scene of Dante meeting and starting to interact with the souls. We've only met Cato so far, and now you get a bit of the nature of them, that they don't have any weight, and the light is shining through them, and it's also that you can't touch them because they are the shades of the souls. Dante is using both words as like interchangeably here. So that's also a reference then to kind of music, song, and his friend Casella, and kind of the friendship theme is also important. Okay, so we're going to stop this one here. We have one more for chapter two, and then even more of the kind of the opening prologue in some sense to the whole, or the first part of the prologue to the whole purgatory is kind of laid out properly. Okay, so that's all for this one. Hope you're having a good morning, a good cup of coffee. That is a nice day in front of you. And as always, thank you so much for listening, and see you again next time.